Wait here, Jigger. Oh, dear.
At the end of a marble hall, in a magnificent ornate throne, a wizened figure beckons.
Come on in, boy. Come into the light where I can see you.
Erno Stigus, High Lama of the YMCA.
Take your shirt off, stand at attention, and look me in the eye. Let me look at you.
Oh, okay, fine. That's how you do it. Just like to get some info, really.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Help you if I can. That's the YMCA way.
I'm on a budget.
Nothing to be ashamed of. Thrift's okay. Like to borrow a few bucks off me? Did you get back on your feet?
No, that's okay.
Well, one young chap I met down Panama wearing 43. I loaned him $5.
No, really.
What?
I said no, that's okay.
Well, all right, then. I forgot my point anyway. What can I do for you?
I was thinking, well, which, if any, of the different YMCAs might offer special rates? I know New York City's kind of high, but maybe, say, Cleveland.
Sort of fella likes to stay off the beaten track.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. What the heck?
You know, I sense that about you moment you came in. Don't ask me how I knew. You're like me.
Oh,
that's what I said.
I am?
Could go down Mexico way if you've a yen to visit our southern neighbors.
What?
You like the señoritas?
Who doesn't like señoritas?
That's the way I like a man can give an evasive answer. I sure do. But if you find yourself south of the border, make it a point to stay at the Montezuma Y. Aztec kings use that steam room. Oh, what giants must have peopled the earth in that golden age, screaming apocalyptic defiance to a corn deity, a sun god that they feared and loved. The expert barber downstairs, too. Burn your hair off with a lighted stick.
Oh.
Get bit by a coral snake, I'll suck the poison for you.
Well, that's service you don't see much anymore nowadays.
What?
I said that service you don't see much nowadays.
That's what I'm trying
nowadays.
To tell you. Just listen. You know, I was reading in a magazine just the other day about how they'd excavated the barren mounds of long-dead Scythians.
What? Who did?
Digging? Archaeologists, of course. Scientists. And you know what? Undug the barren mounds of those long-dead Scythians, warlord, nomad, kings, what have you, among the petrified evacuations.
He must mean fossilized turds.
Fossilized turds? Droppings, what have you? What little remains of that archaic band? We can examine those and know what they ate. Here, look.
Gosh! Good-sized nugget you have there.
A fossil. Some creature squeezed that off who knows how long ago.
I have one, too. Just like yours. Only bigger.
Only bigger. I knew there was something special about you the moment you walked in. You're one of those special human beings men just gravitate to, aren't you? May I shake your hand? It's an honor, sir. Regret to say I didn't get your name.
Call me Woody.
Welcome, Woody.
So I take it you are a scholar of the YMCA.
An elder, honorary grand buck rabbit, sublime vizier. Yeah, I might say, term we prefer it out here. You like the tabouche?
Why,
suits me,
yes,
don't you think?
In fact, I always wanted one of those.
Like to try it on?
Yeah, okay, what the heck?
Not bad, not bad at all. New to these parts?
Just passing through.
Well, glad to have you, I would say. Mind, body, spirit, friend of the YMCA, friend of mine. Take a keychain. Yeah. Little souvenir.
Looks like a little plastic dick with writing on it.
From the scriptures. John chapter 17, verse 21. Of course, you'd need a magnifying glass to read that.
Imagine.
Book of matches for you, too. Each match bears the likeness of an Indian maiden in feathered bonnet, proudly exposing her breasts and pubic hair.
Thanks.
Say, take a look at this. Something I like to take out and share with just a few of the folks who come through here. I keep it on a chain around my neck.
World Book Encyclopedia?
Volume 25. In miniature. 1963 edition. Look.
YMCA entry.
See the photo? Boy in the Davy Crockett shirt. I knew him. Well, I taught that boy to swim. That one there. You see that? That's youth. Right there. That's beauty. That's what this organization's all about. You see? I'm sorry, I need a minute. Young fellow's no longer with us, I'm afraid.
Gee, I'm sorry.
God now, I believe it.
Yes.
Ah, that's enough of that. You ever think about it? Come on down sometime. Have a chat with me about doing some missionary work overseas. Might be the thing, young fellow like yourself.
That sounds exotic.
Come with me now.
Come on,
upstairs. I'll introduce you around a few of the regulars.